want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the rural deserts outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and joining me in just a moment will be our news director, our under-the-radar news correspondent, the lovely Miss Annie DeRiso. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. In just a minute, we'll be going to Nebraska, and we'll be talking about what's going on with regard to the immigration issue in Nebraska. And I know you're probably thinking, Nebraska, that's not a border state. Well, wait till you hear what Susan Smith will have to say. It will certainly get your attention. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have A.C. Griffith on a return appearance. As you know, A.C. has been with us on three previous occasions. And we're going to talk about a number of things tonight with Griff. But predominantly, we're going to talk about the BP oil spill. And I even almost hate calling it a spill. It makes it sound like I really dripped my milk on the floor when I was having late-night milk and cookies. Folks, if Griff is correct in what he's asserting about the oil spill, this could be the major event in modern human history. Anyway, without further ado, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome my good friend, the news correspondent, news director Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Well, hi, Dave. I'm great. I hope you had an uneventful trip back across the desert, the border desert land. Last time you got stopped.
Yes, I did, and I was put on the ground and told to shut up or you'll go to jail as we search your car without permission. And, of course, they found nothing, but thanks to the Border Patrol at that time for not planting anything. But no incidences, Annie. As you know, I did 2 weeks up in Colorado, and, of course, we did a show from there when we had Jim Mars on, and then came back. I was here for a day, and I took my 9-year-old boy out to the UCLA basketball camp. And Dad hasn't worked one of these camps, and I don't know if you know how that works, Annie. You get up at about 7 in the morning, and you literally are doing nothing but basketball minus lunch and dinner, but you're doing nothing until about 9:30 at night but basketball. And Dad's sitting here in his swim trunks and bare feet with blisters emanating from them. So my son's fine, but Dad's a little bit worse for the wear. I haven't done that kind of camp in a number of years since I was a young coach. And no one's accusing me of being young these days. But, you know, last week in our absence, we replayed the Brian Sussman interview. And happy to say to all you listeners, and I want to thank you, that I really appreciate your comments and feedback. A couple of them were concerned, Annie, because they couldn't call in. And it was a rerun and posted on the website that way. So I'm sorry you missed it. But Brian was a great interview, and we reran that. Well, anyway, we just have a couple of moments here before the break, but let's go ahead and bring up our special guest in this first half hour, because it's a timely topic. As everybody knows, Arizona is under the national spotlight, and soon probably to be before the Supreme Court, on Senate Bill 1070, which basically makes it a crime for illegals to do illegal things, such as be in the country. And in Fremont, Nebraska, that community is attempting to parallel to some degree what Arizona is doing here, and I thought I would bring up Susan Smith to talk about this a little bit. We're going to do a full show on this down the road later in the summer, early fall. So without further ado, let's go to, I believe she's in Omaha, which is right next door to Fremont, Nebraska, and welcome Susan to the show. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you sooner when you first started to pop up on the Internet and in the news, but summer vacations being what they are. But it's hard for people to fathom. When I was explaining what I was doing on my show tonight, people said, Nebraska has an immigration problem? They couldn't believe it.
Oh, we do, and we have all the problems associated with illegal immigration that comes along with it.
Well, and there's a lot of them. Hold it right there, Susan, because we're up against our first break, and then we'll have a full shot, long period of time for us to learn how Nebraska is like Arizona. Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. It's Dave Hodges here, happily back from vacation, and joining me is our occasional co-host and our news director, our under-the-radar news correspondent, Andy DeRiso, coming to us live from Nashville, Tennessee. And our newsmaker line is Susan Smith. And Susan is telling us that Nebraska, and in particular the Fremont area of Nebraska, has many of the same illegal immigration problems, despite being significantly removed from the border, that we do here where I live in Arizona. Susan, you want to pick that up from there and tell us what kind of problems your community is experiencing?
Yes, I sure can. We have over 3,200 gang members and over 200 various gangs. We have MS-13, we have the Serenos gang, we have a lot of illegal alien gangs. Just, I think it was last winter, we had a major drug bust in South Omaha, and one of the persons who was arrested was a major drug cartel broker.
And this is in Fremont?
This was in Omaha.
Omaha,
which we're only
okay.
30 minutes away from Fremont, but Fremont has MS-13. According to the citizens that are out there, they have the drug problems. They have the, problems of illegal aliens getting into car accidents, not having driver's license, not having insurance. In Omaha, we've had several Nebraskans who have died due to illegal aliens. One was a 5-year-old girl who had to be scraped from underneath the front bumper of the car because 3 illegal aliens blew through a stoplight on their way out to Fremont to go to work.
Hmm.
We had a little 3-year-old girl, Evelyn, who was sodomized and suffocated while her little 5-year-old brother lay in the bed next to them up here in South Sioux City.
Mm-hmm. Done by an illegal alien, I assume.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two fathers who were hit-and-run accidents by illegal aliens. One was leaving to go pick up fireworks for his kid last year, and the other one was just coming home from work.
Well, Frosty Woolrich, who we've had on the show, has detailed some of these same kinds of transgressions that a lot of people think are just reserved to the border states, and he's detailed them in Colorado, where he lives. And you're right next to Colorado. Actually, you're closer to Iowa, but significantly inland. What is accounting for this huge influx of illegal immigrants and their notorious gangs like MS-13?
Well, I think, in 2006, many of the pro-illegal alien organizations had our state designated as a gateway state. And what they're doing is they're moving out from the border towns and they're moving across our country. And so Nebraska is just it's the middle of the country, and they had it planned to be a stopover. We've been able to turn that tide back. And actually, a lot of us didn't even know that we had an illegal immigration problem until, thousands of them marched in our streets across our country in 2006. And that's when Nebraskans got motivated and started protesting and organizing against it.
You know, I just got back from spending this last week in Los Angeles area. And I have to tell you, Susan, the incidents of seeing Mexican flags outside businesses and in front of homes hanging out of apartment windows was unbelievable to me. And it's one thing for groups of people to come here and assimilate. I'm the son of an immigrant. Come in through the front door, do your paperwork, learn the language, learn the customs, and fit in. It's quite another to come here and advocate that you're still living in the home country that you illegally came from.
Right, and we feel the same way here, and we make sure that message is clear. If you come here legally, we will lay down the red carpet for you. If you are here illegally, you are not welcomed in Nebraska. And in fact, that Mexican flag-waving incident, we just had one in Fremont at the city council meeting on June 29th. At the end of the city council meeting, someone pulled out a Mexican flag and started waving it inside the chambers.
Disrespectful. What do you think would happen to an American if they went to a local governmental meeting, let's say in Mexico or some other Central American country, and did the same thing?
I think you're going to be arrested. I think that's what part of their immigration laws say. You cannot wave another country's flag. You cannot display it, I think, is part of their immigration law.
I think you would be lucky to get arrested. I don't think these people would stand for it. I don't know if you've heard of this or not, Susan. We had two off-duty Nogales, Arizona police officers, which is a border town. They were riding their horses, and they came across a stash of bales and bales of marijuana, and they did the responsible thing and called the DEA. Well, the drug lord in that area issued an order and said, if you interfere any more of our drug shipments, we'll station snipers up on top of the hills and shoot at you. Now, this did not make the national news, as far as I know, but it was newsworthy here in Arizona. Have you heard of that incident?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, well, it's going to come to your area, too. I mean, you've seen the accounts where, you know, busloads of police officers are randomly attacked, police headquarters are attacked. Political candidates who advocate for drug control are routinely assassinated in Mexico. It's coming here unless we stop it. Is that pretty much where your community is coming from?
Yes, I think so. Not to mention that it's more of an issue since the economy has faltered. And when you look at the city of Fremont, and many of the people there are saying, well, it's only 800 to 1,000 illegal aliens, well, that's 800 to 1,000 Americans who don't have jobs.
Exactly.
And when you put a stop to illegal immigration, you take a stand against it, illegal aliens will generally leave. And when they do, they take their children out of our schools, which means that our costs go down in the schools. They stop using our health care facilities, which means our costs go down. Americans start taking those jobs who, the majority do pay taxes, so your tax coffers go up. And so your economy does thrive, just like it did in Oklahoma when they passed HB 1804.
Annie?
That's what I was going to ask. Is your law enforcement backing you up on this? How are you making them leave? What are you doing?
In Fremont, it's a sanctuary city. You have a city council and you have a mayor who want the illegal aliens there. They have been fighting tooth and nail against this ordinance, and they even went so far as to putting out a Fremont illegal alien ordinance fact sheet, which in fact was not facts at all. It was fear-mongering, it was misleading, and unbelievable. And then you have local media who is on the same side as the city council, and then you have these other organizations, about 43 organizations who are helping them oppose this ordinance and put the fear-mongering and the lies out there, you know, the ultra-liberal spin, trying to discourage voters from voting on it. So they're still having to fight the city council to get this the votes certified. And so we're waiting for Tuesday night to see if they're going to do that at the city council meeting.
You know, one of the things that disturbs me is that when anyone brings up the subject of legal immigration versus illegal immigration, the race card is immediately played. Are you finding the same thing?
Oh, yes. Well, they've been doing that since 2006. And what they find out, at least the politicians, they initially take an attitude about you and think the same way, because that's what they've been told by the media and by all these pro-illegal alien organizations. Once you keep going back and you keep providing testimony and you provide reports, they start to understand this is not about race. It's about the real issues that Americans are having to pay for it. And so they start to come around.
So you're fighting the propaganda machine just like every other state, and especially Arizona.
Oh, absolutely. And can you imagine if this is happening, and I tell you, I would never have believed it if I would not have witnessed this myself since this came up 2 years ago. But if this is what the citizens come up against in a town of 25,000, what do you think the resistance they get from the larger cities like L.A., Denver, Chicago?
It's just a microcosm, because Fremont may only be 25,000, but you still have the business elite who are probably employing these persons in the name of cheap labor, and they have influence over government, and there is your problem.
Oh, that's right, and you have the landlords fighting it, and why? Because some of them are taking cash payments, which means they're not paying taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to, you know, fit 12 people into a mobile home or an apartment or a house and get away with it. And they're collecting big money, so they're fighting against it, too. And, of course, they're right in there with the ACLU and Nebraska Appleseed and the churches out there. They've got, like, 36 churches under one coalition who are opposing it. Then you've got your businesses. You've got, my goodness, even the insurance pool that the city's all chip in for, even donated money. The League of Municipalities donated $25,000 for the city to oppose and discourage this vote on the ordinance. And this is who they want to hire, just in case the ACLU files a lawsuit. That is who they want to hire instead of Chris Kovac, who offered his services pro bono.
To defend our work against this resolution, is that?
Right.
Yes, okay.
Right.
Well, a lot of the same things here. What turned the worm in Arizona was simply because we're broke, and the politicians were seeing that they were going to be lame ducks and out on their ears, so they jumped on a popular issue knowing that they could save a couple of billion dollars a year if they could eradicate the illegal alien problem.
Right.
And kill two birds with one stone. I was initially opposed to 1070 because I thought it would lead to racial profiling.
Mm-hmm.
I further reviewed the bill. I'm no longer convinced that that is the case. Mm-hmm. It's more of an ancillary enforcement procedure. But when we come back, we're not going to be talking about just illegal immigration. We're going to drop a bombshell. Wait till you hear what Susan Smith has to say about what's accompanying illegal immigration in Fremont, Nebraska. More after this.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fremont, Nebraska, who would have thunk it, in the words of Yogi Berra. Joining us on our newsmaker line is Susan Smith, and also accompanying me is our news director, Annie DeRiso. And Susan, we just have a short time to the bottom of the hour, but I think it's enough time to put a teaser in for a future show. You, through your research, have discovered that something, or let's say someone else, has been accompanying the illegal immigrants into your area. What would those people be, or who would they be?
Well, according to the United States Department of Justice annual Midwest high-intensity threat report, terrorists are making their way in through our borders, either through the drug cartels or the gang members, by paying them to bring them in, helping them blend in with the illegal immigration movement. And what they're doing, and it states specifically in this report, that they're using Nebraska's back roads to remain undetected and to filter in through the rest of our country. They specifically list Fremont, Omaha, and South Sioux City.
Now,
that's frightening.
Is Fremont and these other communities you just mentioned, such as Sioux City, Iowa, are they being used as distribution points? In other words, the terrorists come in disguised as illegals, accompanying illegals, and then they're farmed out to the rest of the country for God knows what purpose?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what's happening according to this report. And those reports are on a resource page on my website. So anyone can go there and take a look at it and do their own research on it and see where their state or their city is listed in any of these reports. I have several of them up there.
See, I like that, because you're not just making an unfounded claim here. You have the proof on your website. So while we have a moment, let's go ahead and give out that website address.
All right. It's www.nebraskansadvisorygroup.org. And you can also Google Nebraskans Advisory Group, and the homepage should come up. You just click on that.
Yeah, and I want to mention, too, that is plural. I did a search for it one time. I forgot to put in the S, as in Nebraskans, plural. And I had a hard time finding it. So it's NebraskansAdvisoryGroup.org, and you'll see a lot of the things there that Susan is talking about. Susan, I hope you'll agree to come back and be our guest sometime late in the summer or early fall. And I want to really launch into this and find out how serious of a threat this was. And before people dismiss it, if you want to buy the government's 9/11 version, let's remember those hijackers were here for years.
Yes, that's
four
right.
4 years, according to the government itself.
Well,
Susan,
look at the Russian spies that were just caught. They all had fraudulent IDs.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that, but, you know, you're absolutely correct. And Annie, we don't have time to launch into this right now, but your significant other and one of my late best friends, Bill Pollack, was warning us about this 10 and 12 years ago that this was going on, and nobody would listen. Well, I hope they're listening now, because Susan Smith has the proof on her website. Susan, we're just about out of time for this segment, and I want to thank you so much for being our guest on the Common Sense Show, and we will be in touch with you to book a return appearance where we can explore this terrorist threat under the guise of illegal immigration in much more detail.
That would be great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Susan.
Thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, Susan Smith. Well, Annie, I just wish our Bill was still here to hear what Susan just said. And, folks, it's not a matter of Susan just saying it. Go to her website, NebraskansAdvisoryGroup.org, and you'll find the DOJ report in which they mention this phenomena, and they specifically mention her community. This is not about having people come to our country who speak different languages. Heck, folks, my family spoke German on my father's side. That's not it at all. It's about our people coming in to become productive members of this society. Well, when they belong to MS-13, or they're being used to shield terrorist groups, they are not our friends. And we need to station troops at the border and stop them and demand that anyone who comes into this country does so legally.
And my question is, why would they let terrorists come in? Why would they leave the border open, you know, not only for the illegals, but for the terrorists?
Well, we know what Barack Obama's agenda is, Andy. I mean, let's just call
right.
it what it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it what it is. If you're an American middle-class citizen, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid, if you haven't figured this out yet, they are not your friend. They are not about promoting America so our children and some of our grandchildren will have a productive America to live in, much like we've been allowed to have. That's not what they're doing. They're not,
yeah.
They have sold their soul to the devil, literally and figuratively. And I mean this with all sincerity, and the literal part of the comment is accurate. Because if you look at who America is now serving, who Obama answers to, and his top minions, who they answer to, it is not the people of the United States. It's not the voters. They're not guided by the Constitution. They're not guided by the Judaic-Christian principles that founded this country. These people answer to the global elite. And if you'd like to know where their spirituality lies, what is their guiding light, their guiding force, go to UN.org and then put in Gaia, G-A-I-A, and look at what they're doing with this paganistic religion. It's occult devil worship. No different than what the Nazis did. Anyway, I want to thank Susan Smith. And Annie's going to stay with us. And we come back on the other side, we'll have our special guest, A.C. Griffith, as we talk about the oil spill and many other things. Stay tuned, everybody. See you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, joined by the lovely Annie DeRiso, our chief news correspondent for Under the Radar News segment that we feature regularly here on the Common Sense Show. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to our listeners at Micro 1065 AM in Tonawanda, New York, who picks up the Common Sense Show here on Sunday nights. So, hey to all you great people in New York, and thanks for listening. In fact, I'm actually going on that station, I believe, on the 25th. On radio, the Radio X program with Jimmy X, and we're going to be discussing a familiar topic here on the Common Sense Show, which is basically how the United States Air Force is stealing, and folks, I'm not understating it, or overstating it, I should say, they're stealing the private lands of private people without compensation, and it's going on all over the country. The driving force is Canamex North American Union, and then we'll talk about how that all fits together. In fact, we're going to probably do a follow-up show here on the Common Sense Show sometime later in the fall. I just want to remind everybody that we're having a pledge drive, and anyone who would like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719 during office hours. If you enjoy this program or the many great programs here on RBN, then I would encourage you to make that donation. Call 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can make your donation online. Now, part of the show that I've been waiting for quite some time. We've had this gentleman on our show three previous times, and he's provided three of the more exciting, although sometimes ominous, shows in our history here. And our guest tonight on the Common Sense Show is A.C. Griffith. Griffith has been affiliated with both the National Security Agency as well as the Central Intelligence Agency and carried a top-secret cryptographic clearance. He was married to a lawyer, and his father-in-law was the former Chief Justice of the Virginia Supreme Court. And as I said, Griff has appeared on the Common Sense Show three previous times, and he's gracing us with another appearance tonight as we bring him back to talk about what he's learned from his confidential sources about the British Petroleum oil spill in the Gulf. Griff, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave. That was a very nice intro.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate you coming on the air, and I've been really wanting to call you. It's just Annie will tell you, I've been on the run the last 3 weeks, and I barely have had time to sit down, and I really want to know what's going on down in the Gulf, because when you have no-fly zones over an ecological disaster, that tells me someone is hiding something. Am I right in that assumption?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's so much going on in the world today, and the press is not reporting anything. First of all, Dave, tell me how long do we have to talk, so I can gauge my sentences.
Oh, certainly. Well, our breaks, and this is good for the listening audience too, our next break will come up in about 20 minutes, and we're going to go until your Eastern time. We'll go until midnight Eastern, 11
okay,
Central.
So we have, yes, I didn't know that we'd go the full time. Fine, that's great. We'll cover a lot of territory then, and I'm sure your listeners will be interested in hearing some of the things that I'm going to say. Just a minute ago, as I was coming on, they took my computer down. It abruptly cut off. Everything disappeared.
Well, Annie will tell you, we've had that happen to us right here on the show.
Yeah.
We've been taken down. We've been taken off. We've had guests disappear and reappear. And it always happens, Griff, at about the time we're ready to get into the juicy stuff.
Yes, it's the same thing here. We're under massive attack on the two computers and even being followed. So it's an indicator that we're doing something that's good for the people, and they simply do not want us to talk and making life as miserable as they can.
You mean physically followed?
Pardon me?
Do you mean physically followed when you
yes.
go from your home?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Dave knows something about that, too.
Yes. Well, the gunshots are still going off in the fairly nice neighborhood, too. That's something very new. And I remember you mentioned something about that in your life, Dave.
Oh, yes. We were interviewing Jim Mars and in a very topical area about the Nazis and their philosophy who've infiltrated our present regime. And with about 30 seconds to go, Annie will tell you, and it was right there on the air, 8 gunshots over the house.
Well, we've had automatic fire, AK-47 type, down at the end of the block. And this is not a bad neighborhood, but their messages being sent galore. Nevertheless, in my 70 years on Earth, I've never backed down, and I have no intention of doing it at this time. We have very little time left. The country is being dissolved. The Obama administration, I've said so many times, is a fascist government. It's not socialist. It's fascist.
Mm-hmm.
You read history, you'll find Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini did exactly the same things as Obama's doing. And that's where we're going. If the American people, if people do not stand up to this and take whatever action is necessary to oppose it, then we don't stand a chance. The only hope that we have as a people is that the situations will get so terribly out of hand that no one will be able to control it. And I think that's where we're going. I think that if the country collapses, we'll be able to rebuild it, and that will be our godsend, our lifesaver. If that does not happen, we're going to be enslaved again, worse this time, I'm afraid. All of these things are going in the same direction, you know.
Griff, if I'm hearing you correctly, then you think that we almost need to do a reboot on our country.
Yes, it's going to be very painful. The way it's coming is going to be extremely painful, and we're going to lose a lot of people. I think we should start off with the Gulf. Let me review that, and then we'll go into something else that's been heavy on me today, with information that's that's available.
Well, before we jump into that real quick, let me just make a program note to our listeners. We are going to open this up for your calls, but allow Griff, I, and Annie to set the stage here and take about 30, 40 minutes to lay the framework. And then we invite your participation at 1-800-313-9443. Okay, Griff, what's going on down in the Gulf? What's really happening?
Well, BP, I started to say Obama. BP is a foreign company. They're owned by some American banks. Goldman Sachs has a big part of it. Some other financial interests own big blocks of stock. But it's a foreign company. And the powers in the United States are allowing a foreign company to dictate to American citizens on their property, on their beaches. The secrecy is something to behold. The company, the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, the mayors, local governments, state governments, federal governments, they all have different agendas. None of those agencies are talking to each other. There's secrecy. The information is compartmentalized within each division, within the companies, within the government agencies, and there is no coming together. There is no communications. They're not sharing knowledge with each other. In fact, they're all defensive of one another. OSHA is involved in some of the most absurd things you can imagine down there. One of the projects required some anchors to be made. They made the anchors, hauled them out to the site. OSHA got involved, said the points on the anchors are too sharp. They could be dangerous to people. Made them take them back to the machine shop and remake the anchors.
We're losing our coastline, our ecology, and a big part of our economy, and we're worried about the tip points on acres?
Yes. Well, that's one example. The actions of BP is despicable, and they're lying on top of that. I think the main televised oil pipe at the floor 1 mile down is not the main problem. In fact, if you look at the pictures, there was one video of a fish floating by, swimming by the oil coming out of that pipe.
Yes.
And he went through the edge of the oil and came out the other side. Now, if we're talking about pressures up to 72,000 pounds per square inch, that fish would have been tossed half a mile vertically if he had done that. So that tells me the pressure is nothing like what they're saying. It's nothing like it. The high pressure that I've heard was 72,000 pounds per square inch, but if we're talking at 10,000 pounds, that fish wouldn't have made it. And you can look at the billows of oil coming out of that pipe. It's not under pressure. It's not. It's common sense. You can look at it and tell that that is not the source of the problem. It's coming out of other places, I believe. There were 27,000 abandoned wells in the Gulf, so Associated Press said recently. Many of them were capped temporarily, going back to 1940. Now remember, 27,000 abandoned wells. Many of them were temporarily capped 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. If that well has damage in the hole, then a certain amount of that oil is being pumped horizontally out of the hole
mm-hmm.
into the ground. Now, the ALTA report says that many of those abandoned wells are going to start shooting oil vertically as the caps are blown off. The ALTA report said it would occur on land, too, and also mentioned that the water aquifers on land would become contaminated in the near future from the oil out of that well from hell, as they call it. So BP is not mentioning any of this. They're not going to stop that. The effort today, I predict they will not stop it. If they say they're stopping it, they haven't. It's a nightmare problem. It will eventually, if it continues, destroy all life and all oceans in the world because of the currents, the way the currents are carrying it. My computer just went down again. We had it. it disturbed my train of thought there when it crashed.
That's okay. Well, I do have a question there, though. You're saying, though, that this is not a spill from an errant well or a piece of machinery, as we have been told. Is this more like a huge, gigantic crack in the ocean floor that's spreading?
I think there's significant damage in the floor. No one knows the exact quantity of the methane gas and the oil underneath the floor of the Gulf, but it's huge. It's one of the large deposits in the world. Some of the gases... Go ahead, Annie.
Well, it just reminds me of a report that it wasn't very clear to me at the time, but the New Madrid Fault runs all the way down into Louisiana, out into the Gulf floor.
Yes.
Have you seen anything about this?
I know that it's a very dangerous situation. If Bill Clinton had his way, he said publicly he would go down there and explode a bomb in the hole and put rocks over the surface to keep the oil from coming out. That's what Bill Clinton said. Now, if they do that in the future, and they're talking about it, it could break open the fault line all the way up the Mississippi to the Great Lakes. And if that happened, the Great Lakes would dump into the Mississippi, take out Memphis, take out St. Louis, take out all of Louisiana, and empty into the Gulf. So you really don't want to do that.
The country would be split in half, wouldn't it?
Yes, and Edgar Cayce and Gordon Michael Scallion said that would occur with the Mississippi. So this would be an excellent time for that prophecy to come true if they do it. BP is spraying chemicals on the water to make the oil settle on the bottom. It's probably a PR move as much as anything else to keep the public some pacified without a million gallons of oil on their beaches.
Griff, I'm not pacified. We had we had Kelly Sweeney on, a merchant marine captain, who's rejoining us next week, and he said he believes that for the oil we see on the surface, there's at least 90% below the surface, and it's creating a huge dead zone. So how could they think that's going to pacify the public?
By not seeing the oil on the beach. You know, the idea of hiring people with shovels to walk along with trash bags and pick up little particles of oil on the beach is ludicrous. It makes no sense at all when a trillion gallons is still flowing under the water while they're picking up 1 pound of oil on the beach. It's silliness.
Well, I remember when all of this first started, a few weeks after it first happened, there were reports that the oil and the sludge and everything was settling in like 5 different layers. You could see it like layered like a birthday cake. And that report stayed up about 2 days and was gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people do what they want to do. That's a saying in law. People do what they want to do. If they want to rob a bank, they rob the bank. And that's why they did it, because they wanted to. Everybody's got an agenda down there at the Gulf. BP has an agenda. The government has an agenda. You say, none of it makes sense. Well, yes, it does, if you look at it different. Obama's vacationing in Maine, the news report said the other day, while the Gulf is being destroyed and all of those states are being destroyed. Well, you say that doesn't make any sense. Well, sure it does. Obama's trying to bring the country down. Obama and his administration are bringing the country down deliberately. That's why it doesn't make sense to you, because you could never imagine the president bringing the country down. But look at the country, look at the borders, look at everything that's going on. Now, you see, when this accelerates down there, the air becomes more toxic. There will have to be an evacuation. I've said on the last four or five, I've been doing a broadcast every night for the last week. We've got another one tomorrow night. I've said each time that there will be an evacuation. You're talking about millions of people that will be routed out of their homes, out of the Gulf area from Florida all the way over to Texas. they will be heading north. There is no plan. The mayors of the cities down there, I've asked them, they have not received any word of any plan to deal with the people being evacuated. So apparently they're going to turn them north and say, evacuate.
FEMA camps, Griff.
Well, the Rex 84 camps are there. But mm-hmm. I would tell people, don't do it. I would not for anything get in a government van or on a government ship to sail or drive out of there. I wouldn't do it.
Kind of like the trains to is it like the trains to Auschwitz, in your opinion?
Yes.
In a word, yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I have not been known for holding back.
Well, we're not going to hold back on this show either. One other question I wanted to ask you before you continue is Annie and I have run numerous reports in our news segment of our show regarding the possibility of foreign troops coming into this country in great numbers, and I want to know if they're connected. But before you answer, Griff, we've got to take a break, and we come back, we'll get the answer to that question. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll open up after the top of the hours for your calls.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic of Broadcasting Network. And flying co-pilot tonight with me is our news director, Annie DeRiso, and our special guest is A.C. Griffith. And as we went into the break, I asked Griff a very provocative question, so let me rephrase it into two parts. One, Griff, are you aware of a great increase of foreign troops coming into this country to be garrisoned? And number two, in your opinion, could they be connected to what's going on with what you think would be the planned evacuation of the Gulf area states?
I don't have any information that would support that. You know, for over 10 years, foreign troops have been brought into the United States and assigned to each of the states. They've been brought in through the National Guard Bureau for training purposes. And on two or more occasions, we've leased out American military bases to foreign governments. And they've been flying aircraft, their aircraft, out of our bases on their soil. They're paying rent for the military bases. So it's really nothing new. It's been here a long time, and people just have not been aware of it. I did check with the commander of the Virginia National Guard. I'm in Richmond, Virginia. And he said that Virginia did not agree to that, and they refused to allow foreign troops into this state. But many of them have, and they have thousands of foreign troops on the land for the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware of that, too. I can raise my hand and say I'm well aware of that. We have a conflict with an Air Force base in my community. We're 20 miles apart as the crow flies, and our base is being used to support the Singaporean Air Force, which is Luke Air Force Base outside of Phoenix, Arizona. So I've been well aware of that, Griff. But let's go back to the subject of the Gulf. Tell me about what's being sprayed on the oil spill, for lack of a better term, and how it poses a significant human health risk.
Well, it's not only the aerosol. The answer is no one really knows. I can tell you what we've been told. But the secrecy out of BP and the government and all the agencies, you really don't know what they're spraying on it. But it's more than just that spray that's being released by aircraft. It's they're kind of chemtrailing the water, aren't they? When the aerosol comes out...
Hold it right there. That is a... Annie, did you catch that? I mean, that was
yes,
so
yes,
good.
I did.
That was so
yes.
Smooth. It almost got by me. Chemtrailing the water. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Well, that's also a part of the concern. I'll crank that into the paragraph.
Okay, go ahead.
In 1 minute. So they're spraying the chemistry on the oil to make it settle to the bottom. We really don't know what that is. We've been told. Who knows? It's not good, though. There are too many people reporting sick down there. And the medical authorities for BP are saying they don't know what's causing the sickness. Well, heck, they're lying, just like the rest of them down there. Everything is compartmentalized there also, as in government, as in the chemtrail program, for instance. Everything is compartmentalized, so nobody really knows any more than what's in front of their nose. And it makes it difficult to figure out because no one has all of the story. So you have the chemistry coming down on the oil, it's going to the bottom. But it's much more than that going on in the atmosphere. They're burning off the methane in gigantic quantities into the atmosphere. They're igniting...
Oh, I know where we're going with that. We're up against the break, Griff, and you're taking us into our most important bombshell of the night, in my opinion. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll open it up for calls after the top of the hour.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and